Tonight, we're going to look at the power of holding hands, of touching one another. Now, as some of you may have seen, if you follow me on Twitter, you don't have to really, there's no obligation, but if you do, earlier in the week I had an experience at the dentist. Now, I hate the dentist and I've probably projected that fear onto my youngest child who has an intense fear of the dentist. Now, when I say intense, I mean next level intense. So long story short, you don't have to hear about the procedure, but earlier in the week, I ended up literally laying beneath the dental chair. I got permission from the dentist and the assistant. Under the chair, I mean like my clothes were destroyed so that my daughter could squeeze my hand tight when the needle went in. This was such a good distraction that actually she let the needle go in. It was one of my parenting highs, to be honest. I tweeted about it because I was so excited, and that's what you do when you get excited, and actually had a reply from Sue Dean, who's a senior lecturer in the Faculty of Health at the University of Technology in Sydney. It turns out that Sue has actually written a paper about this exact thing. Sue Dean, welcome.
Oh, hi, Patricia. Thank you.
Oh, look, I was a bit moved by your contact. Thank you very much. Also impressed that anyone cares about anything I have to say on Twitter. So thank you for that as well. Talk me through why you responded and why you think touch is so important here.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that because I read your tweet and I thought, oh, my God, this is just such an amazing description of what actually works as a distraction for not only children but for adults as well when they're in pain. And as a nurse, I now work as an academic, but in my years of nursing, one of the most common approaches that or strategies that we used for to get people distracted from pain was to say, hold my hand and squeeze it as hard as you can. And unfortunately, these strategies seem to have been gone out the window now and are replaced by high-tech strategies to distract people from pain. Children's hospitals use virtual reality and artificial intelligence to distract kids from pain, and they're used in adult settings as well, where they put goggles on and there's, you know, something wonderful or something that's going to distract them from the pain. And I actually think that that's not a good move because nothing replaces the connection and the reassuring feeling that people, patients, and not only patients, but people get from having someone hold their hand.
So how do the benefits of touch actually work?
Well, there's lots of evidence to say that it actually raises hemoglobin levels in people when someone holds their hand. Oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, is released. And it not only do those things happen, but it enables a deep connection, and particularly in healthcare, like it allows you to connect with your patients. It's reassuring. It's just you can communicate something with a touch that you can't necessarily communicate in words. And often in healthcare and in nursing, there aren't any words. When people are going through a stressful situation or a loss or a grief situation, often there's nothing that a healthcare provider can say that is going to make the situation better. But a holding of a hand and a touch is a really reassuring thing to do, and it just conveys a really positive message. And we know actually from evidence that patients benefit from things like this. They get better quicker. They have a better more satisfaction from their healthcare experience. So it works all around, and it also works for the healthcare providers. Studies show us that when we're compassionate and holding a hand and touch is often a compassionate act, it relieves stress, it relieves fatigue, there's less burnout. So it works both ways, really.
In my daughter's case, there was access to screens and all of that. She chose this avenue.
Yeah,
she wanted to hold my hand.
Yeah. Well, I loved reading your tweet because it works. It actually works. And I can, you know, most healthcare providers of my vintage will say that they can give hundreds of examples where it's worked. And it just doesn't seem, you know, to be current at the moment. People are more interested in using the high-tech things.
As a nurse, you're obviously required to wear gloves as part of your role, but you would prefer to reduce glove use. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. There is absolutely no evidence to say that we should be wearing gloves as we do now for just about everything that ever happens. Of course, there are policies and procedures in place for infection control and infection prevention where gloves must be used. But people wear gloves now, healthcare providers wear gloves now for everything. And I just think, well, again, I don't know about you, but I certainly wouldn't. I'd prefer to be touched by a person and, you know, their skin, making contact with my skin if they were washing me or attending to me, rather than a latex glove. But again, there's no evidence to say that this should happen. But increasingly, nurses tend to be using gloves for absolutely everything they do.
Sue, thank you so much for reaching out to me, but also coming on RN Drive tonight.
Great, thank you. And I was really happy to speak about this. Thank you.
Sue Dean there, Senior Lecturer in the Faculty of Health at UTS. How often do you still use touch? I'm big on it, obviously, or with consent, just to be clear. When we use the word touch, it's actually when people want you to reach out and they make it really clear that they want you to reach out. 0418 226 576 is our text line.